Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, where we have now emerged from our sixth lockdown at midnight last night. And I believe that for the vaccinated, they can go to cafes and restaurants and shops and stuff. As an unvaccinated person, a 20-year plus taxpayer in Australia, I am not permitted to go anywhere, despite having antibodies as a COVID survivor. Now, I had a clip that I wanted to play for you at the end of this podcast, but I'm going to play it at the beginning, as I've just noticed that it has been universally removed from Facebook Messenger and also from Twitter. Now, when things get removed, my interest gets piqued dramatically. It's a very important clip because, as I was going to say at the end, I want you to think about Event 201 in 2019. Event 201 was meant to be a simulation of a pandemic and the reaction to a pandemic held by Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It was less than a year before the actual pandemic, so clearly they had intel ahead of time. Everything was laid bare in that Event 201, and we didn't listen because we genuinely believed them when they said it was a simulation, and we shouldn't have, because America is now testing a system where they are gassing the New York subway system with what they are saying is a non-toxic gas. And they're doing it for our safety. They're doing it to see what reactions would be should subways be gassed in a bioterrorism attack. Have a listen to this. It's been removed everywhere.
Are you awake yet?
Well, the Department of Homeland Security will be releasing non-toxic gas into the subway starting today. And as scary as it does sound, officials say it is for your safety.
Now, for those of you who think that, oh, it's just another conspiracy theory, I want you to go on Google, not DuckDuckGo. Go to google.com and type in non-toxic gas subway, and you will see all the reports on how real this is. I mean, even Bloomberg said, New Yorkers, don't worry, that gas in the subway is only a test. And of course, officials say that it's for our safety, so it must be safe, right? But my question is, why are they doing this? What are we preparing for?
Yes, that study will be happening through several subway stations across the city, Union Square being one. Basically, researchers will be pumping that non-toxic gas throughout the subway system to imitate a biological and chemical attack.
Now, again, what are we preparing for? If we look at the history of our so-called preparation and events for preparation by our officials, you will see very clearly that every single time, that preparation actually seemed to be more like a plan for something that was going to happen. And they knew about it, maybe because they were behind it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look at Event 201. That was an event to prepare for something that happened a couple months later. Look at Cyber Polygon. When you look it up, you'll know what I'm talking about, preparedness for cyber attacks. That is yet to happen on a global level, but I'm sure it will, because again, what we so-called prepare for is something that others aren't planning to do. And in many cases, the people that prepare for it are also the people that plan. Now we're preparing for biological warfare in the most populated city in the world, in our subway system. Again, that just leads me to believe, based on our past and the historical past of preparedness and preparation, that this is another part of the plan.
I'm sure you'll agree that's terrifying. A non-toxic gas? Why would you pump a non-toxic gas into the New York subway system? Okay, back to the beginning. People in Italy, France, and Israel, and eventually Australia, the UK, the USA, and Canada, are beginning to refuse these ongoing booster shots. But they wanted this. They wanted you to get to the point where you refuse the ongoing booster shots. Why? You must remember, these people are very clever. They literally built the world, the financial world anyway, and they've also now weaponized science and scientific research, and they've also weaponized health and turned it into health/security. Very worrying. They anticipated that people would refuse the booster shots, and they wanted it. Why? Well, the main reasons are as follows. There's two of them. Firstly, without booster shots, you will then be considered unvaccinated. This we know, and I have so many vaccinated friends who are not going to accept any more shots. This means what? Okay, if you die or you have a catastrophic adverse reaction or an adverse event, it will be classed as a death or an adverse event of an unvaccinated person. It will be registered as a death or an event of an unvaccinated person. That means they can add your death and your illness to the number of side effects being felt by unvaccinated people, thus encouraging people to get more shots. Secondly, you will join the ranks of the unvaccinated with regard to work. Despite having two jabs, you will be both poisoned and unemployed. And I talked yesterday about this South African girl who says, I'm sick at home and I can't work because I'm sick and I'm not getting paid. And so if I'd refused the jab, at least I'd be home and unemployed and I'd have my health. Very good point. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison should never have ascended to that position. Clearly, in Australian politics and politics globally, there are not enough checks and balances in place to stop those who should not have power because they cannot be trusted to be uncorrupted, should not be allowed to get there, but unfortunately, we failed. Most people for the longest time have not been interested in politics. It's always been my thing. I've always loved it. And I understand people who weren't interested in it. They were interested in other things. Camping, social media, reality television, rock climbing, running, cycling, surfing, fitness. They were interested in other things and not politics. And that should be absolutely the case. It's not everyone's bag. But unfortunately, because our eyes or a lot of eyes were elsewhere, they have literally got away with murder. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison was fired from Tourism Australia by John Howard, the former Prime Minister. It was following the discovery of $184 million in taxpayer money, government spending, to Saatchi's advertising agency and Carrot Media, where bids for massive government contracts had not been assessed for value for money. All of these companies that bid for government contracts are supposed to put in place in their offer, in their bid, why they are value for money over the other guy. Well, Scott Morrison skipped all over that, and I think we can probably guess why, and allocated all of those contracts to companies that he arbitrarily chose. This is the man that you're taking health advice from. This is the man telling you to inhale your own bacterial waste in a mask all day long, for the good of your health. Unfathomably, Australians are accepting this. I have to say, though, I have a bit of a smirk and a laugh on my face because I often walk past people who are clearly totally well and healthy and have no mask exemption, as they say, and they're just not wearing them. They're not wearing them in the supermarkets. They're not wearing them when they walk their dog in the park, and they have a big smile and they beam from ear to ear and they say, hi, good morning, good afternoon, how are you? And it's quite something to see faces. You know, it used to be that faces that seemed appealing would be models or, you know, TV stars and stuff like that. It's not the case anymore. I am just delighted, rapt, as Aussies would say, just to see faces, to see people smile. It's the most incredible thing. And I tell you why they don't want you to see it and have it. It's like therapy. It's therapy when someone beams a smile at you and says, hi, your dog's really cute or whatever. Like, it's beautiful. They don't want us to have that beautiful, that connection, that freedom, that health. And that's why they've taken it away. So where is your fight, Australia? I'm really surprised. Really surprised. I always thought Australians were tough. The general thinking in the UK is that Australians are tough. Do not fuck with Australians. That's the general consensus. I mean, easygoing, sure, you know, surf mentality, easygoing Australians, but built like brick shithouses, huge. And let me tell you, Aussie kids in school are huge. They now say it's all the whatever they are, the steroids in chickens and stuff. But I'm telling you now, if you're stood in a post office queue, me stood in a post office queue and a group of 14-year-old high school girls are stood behind me, they tower above me. They're 6 foot tall. It's unbelievable. And it's ridiculous seeing them in these little school dresses when they look like, you know, Olympians. Your government, Australia, rolled out and installed 4G, which was bad enough, and 5G towers nationally, blanketing you and your children in dangerous electromagnetic radiation. Didn't ask you, no referendum, didn't care, didn't want your opinion. There's absolutely $0 here or in the States in research into the safety of electromagnetic radiation on human biology. Well, now we know why, don't we? Do you really think your government cares about your health? Do you? Listen, I've absolutely believed in the merits of all these procedures that are flying around the internet and around social media platforms privately. All those that talk to people who are about to lose their jobs because of vaccine mandates and telling them to ask their businesses they work for clinical trial data and safety data, etc. It doesn't work. I know multiple people who've tried it. It doesn't work. It won't get you anywhere, and they just don't care. The last 2 weeks, I went undercover in the construction industry because I had to go undercover in the construction industry now because it was my last chance before I wouldn't be allowed on sites as an unvaccinated person. Did you know that it is illegal for any store, say a store like Bunnings, to sell any product, and I'm talking about paint, weed killer, glue, wallpaper paste, or anything like that, that could potentially have toxicity. And let's face it, they're all just a big bunch of chemicals. Some of them strip, some of them glue, some of them kill weeds and make grass grow, and some of them are paint that you inhale from your walls forevermore. It's illegal for stores to sell any of those products without offering any customer that asks for it or any trade organization purchasing it a safety data sheet. It's a simple thing. Next time you buy something like that from Bunnings or anywhere else, go to the information desk and ask for the safety data sheet relating to that product. Law dictates it must be for that specific product code, not some generic piece of paper. This is what you do if you still spill paint, you know, don't wash in water, do this, do that. Has to be specific to the product you've purchased. If they don't give you that safety data sheet specific to that product code, they've just broken the law. There are acts in Australia, legal acts. They will get fined hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, just from that one request if it's not adhered to. But try getting one of those about the vaccine that your government is mandating you inject into your bloodstream. Try getting the safety data sheet on that. Now, even those close to me who've been bullied and coerced into getting the vaccine to continue with their jobs and careers, and they've told me they already regret it, and they know that if they die, they've died because they're greedy, and that greed and the thought of going on holiday and going to restaurants and going back to shops and being able to earn money is the reason they did it, and they're already regretting it. Ask any of those people if they looked at the safety data sheet in the box that the vials were in before they let them put it in their arm. Because if they had seen it, they'd have seen the words intentionally blank. Intentionally blank. I wouldn't friggin' inject anything, anything. You can't buy a bottle of water. You can't buy a box of cereal. You can't buy a packet of chips, crisps if you're English, without all of the breakdown on the back of the ingredients, the fats, the vitamins, what saturates. And yet you injected something into you from a piece of paper in a box that says intentionally blank. Are you insane? Didn't ask for the safety data sheet on that, did we? No, crickets, you'll get butt kissed, mate. If that doesn't make you suspicious, if that didn't make you suspicious at the beginning of this, and I'm pretty sure most of you knew it, nothing will. Go right ahead, line up for your boosters. I thought today when I woke up that should a foreign power, or as it turns out, potentially even a domestic power, our own government, wish an invasion to take place, all they would need to do would be to refuse medical care to the vaccinated, which will happen anyway as they gradually wise up and refuse booster shots, and they will die because they are suffering adverse reactions, but their class is unvaccinated and they won't let them in and they won't help them. And I'll explain why in a minute. This plan is so dark and so revolting. They're not just stealing your income. They're stealing your life. And if you still have your life, they're stealing the quality of it. They're just thieves. Make no bones about it. They do not want you to get to your super fund, your 401k, your old age pension. My guess is because it isn't there. I know. The numbers are there, aren't they? You see the numbers there when you log in to your MyGov account. You see your numbers there. But my guess is it isn't there. And they know that we might turn on the institutions that we trusted to keep it there when we realise they've stolen it to fund their extravagant lifestyles. We constantly work hard, put money aside for our old age. They take it and spend it because they know life is for living. People who are successful are ruthless. They didn't get there because they're fair. They got there because they're ruthless. They got there because they are the kind of business owner who can pay people low wages and keep them from their families working 12 and 14 hour days while they skim off the profit and sit at home with their feet up and their kids in private school. These people stole the US election. Like thieves in the night, they miraculously found just enough mail-in votes within an hour when they told the security guard to just nick off and have a coffee to get their puppet Joe in the driving seat. And let's face it, he's wasted no time rolling out their agenda. Like a good lapdog, Joe Biden has systematically destroyed the good old US of A. While his crackhead son flicks paint onto canvas like some drug-addled 14-year-old and mocks you all. He is mocking us all as we suffer financially by selling his paint flickerings to an equal number of losers for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Justin Trudeau has destroyed Canada. Boris Johnson has destroyed the UK. Scott Morrison has destroyed Australia. I think the happiest people on the planet right now must be Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. They can't believe it. They truly can't believe it. In their lifetime, to see us all fall at the hands of our own governments. It's literally Christmas every minute of every day. And make no bones about it, Australia's suffering isn't for nothing. China has always had its eye on Australia. It is a fantastic country. Fortunately, it belongs to other people. I'd hazard a guess, not for long. This weakening of Australians physically, mentally, and financially, I believe is happening pre the event. We haven't even seen how bad this is going to get yet. I believe that one day these politicians that you've trusted and you've listened to will simply evaporate onto an island somewhere. And foreign troops that are already indemnified by Scott Morrison from any and all actions, including towards you and your children, will be knocking on your door. There won't be a news cycle. There won't be any state premiers or prime ministers. Australia will have fallen. And 80% of Australians will only need to catch a cold to be taken out of the ball game entirely. Do you understand? 80% of a country that is very attractive to other people because it is the best country in the world. 80% of its current inhabitants, including its indigenous first people, will only need to catch a cold to be taken out of the ball game. You won't be defending shit. Has anyone else noticed that the pericarditis and myocarditis and all of the other terrible heart conditions that are being seen from these jabs are predominantly happening to young males? Geez, it would have been nice to call on them, wouldn't it? It would have been nice to call on them. And they won't be getting help. They won't be getting a lot of help. On the government website today and on LGA websites about going to your local hospital, they have stated, do not come to hospital if you have returned from overseas within the last 14 days. If you've been to an identified hotspot in New South Wales or anywhere else in Australia, if you have any, in capitals, any respiratory illness symptoms such as a cough, a fever, a sore throat or shortness of breath, or if you've been in contact in the last 14 days with a confirmed case of COVID-19. I'll read number three again. If do not come to hospital if you have any respiratory illness, symptoms such as cough, fever, sore throat, shortness of breath. Well, that's the vaccinated fucked up in Australia, isn't it? Yeah. You see, when the piece of paper inside your vaccine said intentionally blank, part of that safety data sheet should have said, seek urgent medical attention locally if you have any respiratory illness, symptoms such as cough, fever, sore throat, shortness of breath. But it didn't. It was left intentionally blank. Why? Because they knew your hospital wouldn't want to see you for those, and that if you knew that, you might not vaccinate. Are you awake yet? Are you awake yet? An IT company has gone public and stated that it is being commissioned by the government to set up software systems, and if I can read it, it's very small, that remove the tax file numbers and ABNs of any non-compliant citizen on the government immunisation registry. So there you are receiving Centrelink because thanks to a pandemic you didn't cause, you lost your job. All tied up in your MyGov account with your tax file number, your ABN if you're a business. And you will wake up one day, like many people do in China, who speak out against the government or don't do as they're told. And your life and you are cancelled. Do you understand? Cancelled. And if you're sitting there vaccinated, munching on your cereal or your toast or your bacon and eggs and thinking that you're fine, I'm all right, Jack. If you don't get your boosters exactly when they tell you, that'll be you. Do you understand? These measures will eventually affect everyone. The only way they won't affect you is if you're dead. Did you know that Ireland, it has now been confirmed, has ordered and paid for with Irish taxpayer money, I believe it's the euro now, it used to be the punt, four times the number of vaccinations for every single human being in Ireland. Four times the requirement. Well, where are all they going? Who are they for? Don't scoff, Australia. Your government, Australia, your government has ordered seven times the amount of vaccinations required for every single person living in Australia. But every single person living in Australia isn't vaccinated. Who are they for? Are you awake yet? Are you awake yet? I haven't really set this up, but I'm going to try and get to a clip I have for you of Justin Trudeau. He is one of my least favorite people on the planet. And when I hear him speak, I often in my head hear the music from The Omen. And hilariously this morning, I woke up to this.
Commitment to ensure that there is a national standard for a proof of vaccination certificate that will be issued by every province and territory so that people can travel domestically, but particularly internationally. And today I'm happy to confirm that all provinces and territories have confirmed that they will be moving forward with a standardized national proof of vaccination. As of today, so far we have Saskatchewan, Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and all three territories, Northwest Territories and Yukon, and we already have put in use the national standard for proof of vaccination.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but a businessman that Justin Trudeau put in charge of a non-profit organization who did lots of work helping young disadvantaged girls in foreign nations was actually convicted of paedophilia a couple of years ago. And there are lots of pictures of him and Justin Trudeau out drinking, quaffing champagne and partying. There are things about this situation that the contemporary mind, in a world where we've been taught to be rational and not believe in such things, these people are part of something that, if it were explained to the average person on the street, We've been conditioned to think them insane, but they are part of something like a cult, the Freemasons, a cabal, who have planned this, the destruction of ordinary people, crimes against humanity. And until you stand up and say no, it will never stop. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.